holding eve of Yom Kippur Tavshinayim Beis. And this year, as we see it unfolding before us, is different than the years we experienced previously. And the differences are shouting at us. Last year, when Yom Kippur came, the Syrian threat was of one nature, and now it is of another nature. The Egyptian threat was of one nature, and now it is of another nature. The amount of weapons that have been smuggled in the last 2 months alone into Gaza would boggle our mind if only we knew. The assessments, they don't reveal to us because they know that the public would go out of their mind. We have an enemy that's revealing his teeth and fangs in every direction. Be it Turkey, be it Syria, be it Lebanon, be it Egypt. And as we look around the world, one can't help but think something's brewing. The demographic changes throughout Europe, the rampant anti-Semitism in Scotland, in England. We're living in a time that's very different than the times up until this past year, these last 2 years. And things have really reached a head. When we enter this Yom Kippur, I think that we can really be honest in anticipating that this year is going to be a year of major, major world changes. And the big question is, where is it all going? What will happen with all the weapons that Syria transferred to Lebanon, claiming that they're only transferring it there till they put down the rebels? What will happen with all the soldiers that entered the Sinai Peninsula with Israeli approval originally, claiming that they're only entering the Sinai Peninsula to put down the rebels who are there? But now that the rebels won, so why are there still soldiers in the Sinai Peninsula? It is a breach of our peace accord with Egypt, but now there is an army presence, a larger army presence in the Sinai Peninsula. So there are threats that are lurking, and there is tremendous potential change. And whenever there's potential for change, it can go in one of many ways. And one of the great messages of the book of Yonah is the message that Hashem's plan is up to us. We end Yom Kippur. The final reading of the Bible, of the Tanakh, is the book of Yonah, where Yonah comes to the people of Nineveh and says, God plans on overturning the city of Nineveh in 40 days. 40 days is exactly the time we've invested when Yom Kippur comes around. From Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur, 30 days plus 10. You have the 40 days corresponding to the 40 days of Nineveh. And the people of Nineveh hear that God has decreed they're going to be overturned. But they do tshuva, and they're overturned because their hearts are overturned. And so the city lasts. And so one of the great messages of the book of Yonah, and one of the great messages that we enter Yom Kippur with, and we conclude Yom Kippur with, is that the question of how history is going to play itself out this year. And I'm telling you, I believe our children will read about this year in the history books. Just like we read the history books and we read about the year that brought about World War II and the year that brought about World War I and the year that brought about the fall of the communist regime. The way things are building themselves up, the Arab Spring has not yet played itself out. No one knows who's going to take control of Yemen, who's going to take control of Egypt, who's going to take control of Jordan. No one knows. And you know what? The message of the book of Yonah is that God leaves it up to us. And so we're down to the wire now. Tomorrow's Thursday, Friday, Yom Kippur. We have 3 days now. And there is no plan up above. You see, the plan for the city of Nineveh was that it would be overturned, but the people of Nineveh changed the plan. So it's not that in Shemayim they've already signed and sealed and there's this plan that this is how it's going to be this year. No. In Shemayim they're waiting for us. And there was once a king who called in his advisors and he said, I want to impress upon you what's most important to me. So the advisors are sitting there and one is thinking he's going to talk about the military and the other one's thinking he's going to talk about the economy. And the king speaks up and he says, you know what's most important to me? My connection with my son. They're all quiet. He says, I want to talk to my son. I want to connect with my son, but he's not with me. And we have to think how to advance that connection. So the advisors go and they talk to the son. And the son says, yeah, I love my dad. I want to be with my dad, but I'm too busy. You know, what do they call that thing? I don't even know how to pronounce it. Yeah. There are so many new things on the Wii. And there are so many new things on the iPod and on the iPhone. And my friends are SMSing me all the time, chatting me all the time. Yeah, I love my dad. I also want to be with him. We sit together sometimes, and I'm just doing my thing as we're together. So the advisors come back to the king, and they say, he wants to be with you as much as you want to be with him, but, you know, there are other things in life that keep distracting him. So the king says, okay, guys, what do we do? You have to understand that that's what's most important to me. Everything else will work itself out, but the continuation of the kingdom and my relationship with my boy, that's number one. So they sit to ponder. What do you do? So they tell the king, look, if you want it and he wants it, so then all you got to do is get all those distractions out of the way. And then you'll be able to have a real connection. Take him out on a long hike. You'll go for a 3-day journey. The batteries on his Wii will die out. The batteries on his iPhone will die out. The batteries on his iPod will die out. And at some point he's going to be left without anything. Just you and him. And then you'll talk to one another. Chazal tell us, Lo ayu yamim tovim li Yisrael. The Jewish people have no greater days, no happier days than Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is the unity of Israel among themselves. Yom Kippur is the unity of Israel and God. Because in Shemayim, as everything's being discussed, what's going to happen with the Syrian Empire? What's going to happen with the Jordanian Empire? What's going to happen with the dollar? What's going to happen with the pound? What's going to happen with the euro? There are a lot of things that are being decided these days because Rosh Hashanah is about the corporeal world. Rosh Hashanah is when they decide in Shemayim what's going to happen in the physical world. They decide physical decisions. But Hashem says all of that is not as important as my connection with my children. And so we build up to a day of Yom Kippur where we put aside all the nonsense. We shut our cell phones. We shut our iPhones and our iPods. We stop eating. We tell our wives, see you in 24 hours. Couples separate their beds. And we don't go shower. We stop our focus on the physical. And we take 24 hours to reconnect. And in that reconnection, Chazal say, it is the happiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. Now, imagine you're in a relationship. And you make up with the girl, you're going to go out on a date, and she doesn't show. You made up. You're sitting there, you're waiting, and she doesn't show. So you say, okay, you make up another date, she doesn't show a second time. And then you make up you're going to go to your parents together, and she doesn't show, and it's really, then she comes and says, you know, I think we have this thing going. And it happens to be she comes to you just before she needs a ride from you. And you'd probably say, you know, I'd expect you to show up with a box of chocolates. I'd expect you to do something to show you're sincere. We come to Rabban Shalom Yom Kippur. The Rabban Shalom could tell us, I know what you want. You want me to give you a good year, right? All year long, where were you when Minyan time came? Where were you when it came time to put on Kriyat Shema? Where were you when it came time to put on Tefillin? You know, there are a long list of things. You said benching as though you were... You were reading the dictionary, the phone book, yeah? No. Okay. Now suddenly you need a ride, right? It's Yom Kippur. So do something, you know? Give $1 million to charity. I don't know. Do something. Show me you're sincere. No, Hashem doesn't say that. Kechu imachem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Hashem says, all I want is come back and say, you want to be together. Imagine that. After all the girl's done, the guy says, all I want is, you should say, I want to be together. If you're sincere, if you're willing to drop all the nonsense, say you're sorry for the past and build a brighter future, we're on. I don't know any guy that would do that. I wouldn't do that. But then we're all lucky, I'm not God. Hashem says, what's most important to me is the connection with you. And so, we don't have to come to Yom Kippur with tremendous promises. I'm going to finish Shas this year. No, you won't. I'm going to bench every time with Kavanah. Well, I hope so. But we have to take steps forward. Because at the end of the day, Hashem comes to Yom Kippur and says, what's most important to me, what I want, is the connection with you. So just show me that you want it too. And in the book of Yonah, when we learned it last week, we saw that the people of Nineveh didn't complete their tshuva. Their tshuva was an incomplete tshuva. They moved forward. They gave back what they stole. But they weren't yet 100%. And yet Hashem takes 10 steps towards them. He abolishes his decree. And that's another message of the book of Yonah. We don't have to be 100% perfect come Matzei Shabbos. It's enough that we express Rabbono Shalom we want to. We're taking steps forward. And we are. You guys each came to Machon Meir, you took big steps forward. It's not a simple thing to come here. For me, it's a simple thing. I walk down the block. You guys? Greece? The United States? Scotland? Canada? I mean, you guys came from across the globe. Where are you from? Denmark, okay. And you?
Canada.
No, the guy behind you. I said Canada.
Norway.
Norway, oh, no. Look at that. We have the whole globe sitting here in class. So you guys took amazing steps. You're coming into Yom Kippur. What a day. You're the shining lights of Am Yisrael. And when we walk into Yom Kippur, We have to remember we're walking into the happiest day of the year. We're walking into a day when Hashem says, all I want is to be with you. Just show me you want to be with me. Take another step forward. I think that we should think about the challenges that face our people. As we enter Yom Kippur, you guys have 3 days. I'm busy making lists. I don't want to get carried away in the heat of the day and forget Yonatan ben Malka Pollard. I don't want to forget Gilad ben Aviva Shalit. I don't want to forget Givat Asaf and the other 11 settlements that the government is threatening. There are a lot of things, there are a lot of issues that are pending for Am Yisrael. There are individuals and there are communities. There's the economy. That's no small thing. What's happening in the United States? No one knows where it's going. No one knows what's happening in Europe. The world economies are at risk, and no one knows where it's going. There's a lot to daven about. At the same time, we have to remember we're taking steps forward. And Yom Kippur, Kippur is to clean. And so we're approaching the day of cleanliness. We're approaching a day when we leave Yom Kippur and we sing Neshana Abba B'Yerushalayim Abnuya. We're entering the year with happiness. And Hashem should bless us that this year, Be'ezrat Hashem, all the turbulence that we're witnessing all around us should play itself out for the better of Am Yisrael, for the benefit of Am Yisrael. Definitely can be that way. There's no predetermined plan. There's some plan up there that was written up on Rosh Hashanah, but Hashem says, you can alter it now. Now it's up to you. It's interesting that Rosh Hashanah is the world's holiday. It's the anniversary of creation of man. But Yom Kippur is our holiday. It's just us. And on Yom Kippur, Hashem originally said, Salachti, I've forgiven you. And we say that when Yom Kippur settles in, Hashem settles in with us as well. That's why at the end of Yom Kippur, we blow shofar, just like the shofar blew when the Shekhinah left Sinai. We blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur, the Shekhinah is leaving us. And we say, Hashemu Elokim, right? Hashemu Elokim, we accompany the Shekhinah as it elevates out of Shul. So, how do we prepare for this great day? What's the first word that we say on Yom Kippur? Who knows? Oh. Oh, Zahua Latzadik, Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. Oh, Zahua Latzadik. A light has been planted for the righteous. I've heard of people planting trees. I haven't heard of people planting light. We begin Yom Kippur with the concept that Hashem plants light. Meaning, just like a plant, you throw the seed into the ground, it seems to decompose, you have to water it, you have to tend to it, and then it grows out and you have a beautiful plant. Hashem, so to speak, has planted light. And there's tremendous potential for light this coming year, if we tend the garden correctly. O Zavua Natsadik. Hashem planted light for the righteous. We begin Yom Kippur with a declaration that we permit even the worst sinners, we permit them to join our prayer of Yom Kippur. Because in order for our prayer to be accepted in heaven, we have to be unified even with the gangster. We have to be unified as a people, and then Hashem says, you're unified, now I'm listening. And so we begin Yom Kippur, Al Da'at HaMakom. We ask Hashem, Ve'al da'at ha'kahal, we ask the congregation, Anu matirin, and we permit, Lehitpalel im ha'varyanim, to join in prayer with the gangsters. We want everyone in shul on Yom Kippur, because this is Am Yisrael together, coming and connecting with the Creator who wants to connect with us. The Shekhinah is settling down. And Be'ezrat Hashem, our tefillot should be accepted for a blessing for ourselves, our family, and all of Am Yisrael.